الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم.
We were speaking about the importance of being grateful and expressing our gratitude toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we'll just continue on that theme today. But if we recall, just to remind ourselves, and the recordings are available online, but we talked about how the believer is indebted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the believer at all times expresses their gratefulness and gratitude to Allah ta'ala. We mentioned, for instance, the story of Musa alayhi salam and his people, and when they had traversed the Red Sea, and how Musa alayhi salam, even at that moment, had reminded them about the importance of believing in Allah, of thanking Allah, and Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran what it means to reject or reject the greats, the ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We, I think, at one point talked about how people in general who are grateful and express gratitude are very content in life, and they are able to deal with many difficulties that come their way because they're constantly reminding themselves about how appreciative they should be of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We talked about the benefits psychologically, psychosocially, physically, that come from a person who is grateful at all times. And those first two sessions were sort of focused on what it meant to be grateful to our Creator, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I thought today to extend that further and discuss that in order to truly be grateful to Allah ta'ala, to truly be a grateful servant of Allah ta'ala, we should also be grateful toward people. We should also be grateful toward people. You know, there's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that highlights this. It's a very simple hadith. It's just four or five words, in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, "Man lam yashkur innas, lam yashkur Allah." That a person who is not thankful toward people is not thankful toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a very powerful statement because, look, I mean, ultimately, Allah ta'ala created the entire universe and everything that's contained within. And our primary purpose of living in this world is to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to worship Allah. There's no doubt about that. So it seems like it would be sufficient to just be grateful toward the master of the universe. What would be the reason to have to be grateful to all the different steps that are in between? I mean, everything else is just a sabab, it's just a means. Why is it that I have to be grateful toward these things? Why can't I just bypass all of this and directly be appreciative of Allah ta'ala? Because ultimately, everything goes back to Allah and everything comes from Allah. So what's the need for me to have to be grateful toward people as well? But the Prophet ﷺ is telling us that in order to truly be a grateful servant of Allah, and that's an expectation of every believer, in order to truly be a grateful servant of Allah Ta'ala, one who expresses gratitude to Allah, then we should absolutely, undoubtedly also be grateful and be thankful toward people as well. Meaning, as important as it is, and what's interesting is that it's not that the Prophet ﷺ is saying, be grateful to people and be grateful to Allah, right? He's saying that you cannot truly be grateful to Allah unless you are truly grateful to people. Meaning that's a necessary step in order to be a grateful servant to Allah. That's a necessary step that a person must take in order to be truly grateful to Allah. What he's highlighting to us is that Allah Ta'ala has designed this world in such a way that He's created means for us to be able to achieve success or achieve comfort or achieve whatever blessing it may be. It doesn't just fall from the sky. There's means that Allah Ta'ala has placed. And in order for us to be grateful to the Creator or the provider of those means, His expectation is that we will also be grateful and thankful toward the means itself. That we'll also be grateful toward the means itself. Now, there's different ways in which, and if we think about what it means to be grateful toward people, I mean, we talked last time about when we're talking about being grateful for a blessing Allah has given us, it's impossible to calculate each individual blessing and what goes into it. We gave the example once about just lifting, if I was to lift my arm from this point till this point, right? Not any complex movement, not over the course of 2 or 3 hours where I'm doing something with my, just from here to here. And how many complicated processes are involved and how many neurobiological systems are involved in order for this to occur. We mentioned last time that if we were to just think about this, we would be stuck. We wouldn't be able to calculate how many blessings we'd have to be given in order for this simple action to occur. So this applies toward the blessing that Allah has given us directly. It also applies toward all of the different means that Allah has used in order to provide us with what we've been provided. Now, there's so many ways to look at this. If we were to just take the simple example of me coming to the masjid, I think most people probably drove to the masjid today to come for Maghrib prayer, right? And most of us probably drove more than, let's say, a half a mile or a mile. Think about all of the different things that were necessary. Let's put it this way. Think of all of the different people that needed to play a role in order for me to make it to the masjid today. Now, we think superficially. We think, okay, in order for me to make it to the masjid today, I needed a car, I needed gas, I needed the permission of someone from the house to be able to go, I needed an imam to be able to lead the prayer, and I needed, you know, legs to be able to walk between the car, or to drive the car and bring the car to here. But how many other people were involved? Meaning, how many other pieces that Allah Ta'ala put together so that we could make it to the gathering today? Right? What about the individual who... or the individuals who paved the roads so that we could bring our cars here today? What about the individuals who are responsible for the electricity so that the roads can be lit so that we could traverse the road today, right, in the evening time? What about the people who work at the gas station and allowed us to fill our gas tanks with gas? What about the people who drove the gas over from wherever it had come from to fill up the gas station so that we could then have our cars filled? You know, what about the people who maintained the roads, right? Not just built the roads and construct. What about the people who maintained the roads in order for us to be here? You know, what about all the drivers that were on the road today that drove somewhat reasonably so that we didn't have to involve ourselves in a motor vehicle accident so that we wouldn't be able to come here today, right? What about the people who created the entrance to the masjid, in order that we may have an entrance by which we can enter, and the sidewalks that were paved? I mean, there's so many different ways. What about the people who provided water for us at home so that we would have the nourishment to be able to actually get to the masjid today? So if we were to actually try to do the math, we'd probably be able to come up with at least a few hundred people that were involved in us being able to come to the gathering today, right? And it's not possible necessarily for us to be able to reach out and thank those people, right? Because we don't know who they are and we don't know the background work they did. I mean, it's incredible because they did all of this. They didn't do this so that you and I could benefit from a gathering in the masjid on a Sunday evening. They did this because Allah Ta'ala allowed them to do this. They did this because they were put in that position to facilitate a gathering like this for us as individuals. Meaning, these are all means that Allah Ta'ala has used, even if it seems like, well, they didn't really know what they were doing, etc. I mean, the master planner, Allah Ta'ala, was calculating every single one of these things, has calculated every single one of these things in order to facilitate this for us today. It's remarkable. So while it's not practical for us to be able to thank each individual person because we don't know who those people are, I mean, at the bare minimum, we could reflect upon all of those people that made some contribution to this, right? And in some way, shape, or form, maybe we can make either, if not an individual dua, but some blanket dua for these people, right? That you know, thank the caretakers of the masjid so that we're able to come here. You know, may Allah Ta'ala provide guidance to those individuals that paved these roads so that I could come to the masjid. May Allah Ta'ala, you know, provide guidance to the people who allowed my gas tank to be full so that I could come to the masjid today. May Allah Ta'ala provide guidance to those who provided electricity and lighting and landscaping, etc., so that we were able to come. This should be on our radar, because if we're not grateful toward the people that facilitated good for us, then we're not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, we're just talking about me going from home or coming from home to the masjid for one prayer. What about every other prayer? Or what about all the other times today that I left the home? And what about all the other facets of my life? The light that comes into my home, or the electricity that comes into my home, the food that comes into my home. I mean, one morsel of food has thousands of people that were involved. Thousands of people have been involved in bringing one plate of food to my plate, to my table. What about thanking all of those individuals? You know, what about thinking? I mean, there's so many people that we would have to thank over the course of the day. It's impossible to even imagine. Now, the deen highlights, so the deen specifically mentioned certain individuals that we must thank in order to thank Allah. You know, probably first and foremost comes our parents. The deen does not allow us to disobey. It does not allow us to be ungrateful to our parent. It's impossible. It's not possible that we could be ungrateful to our parents, no matter what situation or circumstance we're in, right? And this is, you know, this is one example of a group of people that we should be grateful toward. The deen highlights the hadith that talks about the importance of respecting the oldest brother in the family, right? حق كبير الإخوة على صغيرهم حق الوالد على الولد على ولدي. That the right of the oldest brother, right, oldest sibling or the oldest brother, is like the right of the father over a child. You know, the deen gives the deen reminds us about being grateful toward anyone who brought us any sort of ilm, or who taught us, right, who taught us deen, who taught us dunya, who taught us science, who taught us engineering, who taught us math, who taught us how to, you know, to shop. I mean, literally any possible thing that we were taught, the deen reminds us that we're indebted to these people and we should thank them. It reminds us to be grateful. This includes, you know, even our employer, for instance, you know, where our rizq comes from. Someone as quote-unquote mundane as the people that take out our trash every week. Quote-unquote, you know, mundane as the people who plow the roads in the winter. The deen reminds us of this. Our neighbors, etc. So every single relationship that we have, there's some expectation that we're also grateful to these people as well. So it's not possible for us to be truly grateful servants of Allah Ta'ala if we don't express our appreciation toward those means that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has also used. It's really important for us to take heed of this. Now, what are the ways by which we thank other people? So now we've established that the expectation is, if we want to truly be grateful to Allah, we have to be grateful to people. Now we've established that there's an innumerable amount of people that we need to be grateful for. What are the ways by which we should express gratefulness and shukr toward people? The Prophet ﷺ mentions a couple of hadith. In one hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says that whoever has done a favor upon you, reciprocate that favor. Reciprocate that favor. You know, the Prophet ﷺ says, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. What's the best reward for good except the same ihsan, that goodness as well? Meaning, so the Prophet ﷺ says that if someone's done a favor upon you, maybe they've given you a gift, reciprocate that with another gift. If they've expressed a kind word, reciprocate that with a kind word. If they've, you know, whatever it may be, right? Someone maybe at work, or someone at school, or someone at home, when they've done something good, one of the main ways by which we express gratefulness or gratitude toward them is by actually reciprocating it. And then the Prophet ﷺ says, and if you are unable to reciprocate it, if you're unable to, it happens, right? Times people may give us a gift, or maybe they do something for us that we're just, you know, speechless. We're just speechless. Or maybe they're the source of our income and we haven't actually earned that back and we're just so grateful. The Prophet ﷺ says, if you can't reciprocate it, then pray for them. And he says, and this hadith comes in Abu Dawud, pray for them to the extent that you feel you've reciprocated whatever good they had done for you. Do it to that extent. Until you feel that the dua and the supplication that I've made for them is sufficient for what they've done for me. So, I mean, everyone, there's no exact gauge here, but in my own heart, I should be able to feel content that, subhanAllah, this gift that they've bestowed me with, or that they've, this favor that they've put upon me, I now supplicate and make dua for them up until that point. And this applies for every single person, Muslim, non-Muslim, it doesn't matter. In another hadith, so either we reciprocate the item or the thing that we were given, or at least we make dua. In another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says that من صنع إليه معروف فقال لفاعله جزاك الله خيرا فقد أبلغ في الثناء. The Prophet ﷺ says that when someone does something good to you, right? Then and the person then responds by saying Jazakallahu khayran, which roughly translates as may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you good. Then that person has relieved that responsibility. Like, this is the form of evening the playing field, essentially, right? So that we don't have to fall in debt to someone who's done something to us. Now, we tend to say Jazakallahu khayran commonly, or Jazakallah, or something of that nature. We say it, but we say it just as a lip service. What really the Prophet is saying is, we're saying this from our heart, that truly, thank you for what you've done. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you reward, or grant you good in response to this. May Allah ta'ala give you something back that's even greater in response to this. It's something that comes from, it's a supplication or a dua that comes from the heart. So at the bare minimum, if it isn't that we can reciprocate that favor upon us, at the bare minimum, our expression of gratefulness or gratitude toward people should at least be by saying a word of, by making a supplication for them, by saying Jazakallahu khairan or something similar. So it's important that we really remind ourselves of this. And the reason I say this in today's day and age, this discussion is really important. The last couple of discussions about being grateful, it's because, you know, we live in a time and in a place where there's a lot of pent-up frustration in general. Like, we feel, I mean, at times we're living in like this pot that's just boiling, right? And it just needs to be uncapped. And a lot of the internal frustration that we experience, we tend to associate it with external factors. But really, the problem is within. And a principal way by which we can sort of suppress that feeling of frustration that's constantly plaguing humanity is by being grateful. Is by being grateful. This has been proven over and over again. The hadith of the Prophet ﷺ mentioned this. And there's innumerable now pushes out there, you could say, or movements out there that are pushing toward making people more grateful, because it in general improves our own life's contentment, improves our own personal satisfaction, and most certainly it allows us to truly be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should be mindful of this. We should think about every favor that's upon us. We should, of course, attribute that favor to Allah Ta'ala and thank Allah Ta'ala over and over again for it. But on top of that, we should try to identify what are the means that allowed me to have that favor. And we should directly express our appreciation to those individuals as well. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man lam yashkur innas," whoever is not thankful toward people is not thankful toward Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And there's nothing worse than being ungrateful to Allah. And just to remind ourselves of the ayah that we said last time, the Prophet Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَالَ مُوسَىٰ إِن تَكْفُرُوا أَنْتُمْ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Musa alayhi salam told his people, أَنْتُمْ وَمَنْ إِن تَكْفُرُوا, if all of you collectively, أَنْتُمْ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا, if the entire world were to come together and be grateful and turn away from the favors of Allah Ta'ala, collectively, not you, me, and the people in the gathering, all of the world were collectively to be ungrateful toward Allah Ta'ala, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ, know that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is completely independent. Know that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is completely independent. So our attitude should be different. We should be grateful to those that have helped us. We should be grateful to anyone that's played any role in our life. And starts off with our parents, but really anyone that's played any role, we should find them, we should thank them, we should express appreciation verbally or through some other means. And in general, our attitude should be less of accusation and rather one of gratefulness. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to be appreciative of His blessings. May Allah ta'ala grant us the ability to thank those individuals and that have played some role in helping us in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to reciprocate goodness with more goodness, and may He subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to express words of kindness and appreciation and gratitude, such as Jazakallahu khairan, to those that have benefited us in any way. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.